Welcome to IELTS.net. Podcast How to Excel in IELTS Speaking, describing a person who encouraged you to achieve your goals. The IELTS speaking test often includes topics that require candidates to reflect on personal experiences and relationships. One such topic that frequently appears is describing a person who has encouraged you to achieve your goals. This article will provide you with valuable insights, sample answers, and tips to help you excel in this particular speaking task. Understanding the topic. Before we dive into the specifics, it's essential to understand why this topic is important. Examiners are looking for your ability to describe a person in detail, express your feelings and opinions, explain the impact this person has had on your life, use a range of vocabulary related to personal qualities and achievements. Now, let's explore how to tackle this topic in each part of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this part, the examiner may ask some general questions about people who have influenced you. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you have any role models? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I do. I have a few role models, including my parents and some successful people in my field of study. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. I believe having role models is crucial for personal growth. I particularly admire my university professor, Dr. Johnson, for her groundbreaking research in environmental science. Her dedication to her work and ability to balance her career with family life is truly inspirational. How important is encouragement in achieving goals? Band 6-7, answer. I think encouragement is very important. It helps people stay motivated and confident when trying to achieve their goals. Band 8-9, answer. In my opinion, encouragement plays a pivotal role in goal achievement. It acts as a catalyst, boosting one's confidence and providing the necessary emotional support to overcome obstacles. Without encouragement, many people might give up when faced with challenges, but with it, they're more likely to persevere and ultimately succeed. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a person who has encouraged you to achieve your goals. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what goals this person encouraged you to achieve, and explain why this encouragement was important to you. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to talk about my high school math teacher, Mr. Thompson, who has been a significant influence in my life and career path. I first met Mr. Small Thompson when I was 15 years old in my sophomore year of high school. He taught advanced mathematics, and from the very beginning, I was captivated by his passion for the subject and his unique teaching style. Mr. Thompson encouraged me to pursue my goal of becoming a data scientist. He recognized my aptitude for mathematics and statistics early on and constantly pushed me to challenge myself. He would often provide me with extra problems to solve and recommended advanced reading materials to expand my knowledge. His encouragement was crucial to my academic and personal development for several reasons. Firstly, he instilled in me a love for problem solving that goes beyond just mathematics. This skill has been invaluable in various aspects of my life. Secondly, he boosted my confidence by believing in my abilities, often more than I did myself. This confidence has helped me tackle complex challenges in my studies and career. Moreover, Mr. Thompson's encouragement opened my eyes to the vast possibilities in the field of data science. He arranged for me to attend a lecture by a prominent data scientist, which solidified my career aspirations. His support didn't end with my high school graduation. He continued to mentor me throughout my university years and even helped me secure an internship at a leading tech company. In retrospect, I can confidently say that without Mr. Thompson's encouragement and guidance, I might not have pursued this rewarding career path. His influence has shaped not only my professional life, but also my personal philosophy of always striving for excellence and helping others achieve their potential. Follow-up questions. How did this person's encouragement change your life? Do you think you would have achieved your goals without this person's support? Band 8-9, answer for question 1. Mr. Thompson's encouragement profoundly impacted my life trajectory. It not only shaped my career choice, but also instilled in me a growth mindset. His belief in my abilities gave me the confidence to tackle challenges I might have otherwise shied away from. This newfound self-assurance has permeated various aspects of my life, from academic pursuits to personal relationships. Furthermore, his mentorship taught me the value of paying it forward. I now make a conscious effort to encourage and support others in their endeavors, creating a positive ripple effect. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. How do different cultures view the role of mentors or encouragers? Band 8-9. Answer. The role of mentors and encouragers is perceived differently across cultures, reflecting diverse social values and norms. In many Eastern cultures, there's often a strong emphasis on hierarchical relationships, where mentors, especially elders or teachers, are highly respected and their guidance is seldom questioned. This stems from Confucian values that prioritize respect for authority and age. In contrast, Western cultures tend to have a more egalitarian approach to mentorship. While mentors are valued, there's often more emphasis on a two-way exchange of ideas and mutual learning. The relationship is typically less formal, and mentees are encouraged to challenge ideas and develop their own perspectives. Interestingly, in some cultures with a strong collective mindset, like many African societies, mentorship is often seen as a community responsibility rather than an individual one. Here, the entire community plays a role in encouraging and guiding younger members. It's also worth noting that globalization is blurring these cultural distinctions to some extent. Many multinational companies, for instance, are adopting mentorship programs that try to balance different cultural approaches, recognizing the benefits of both structured guidance and open exchange of ideas. Q. Do you think the way we encourage people has changed with technology? Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I believe technology has significantly transformed the way we encourage and support one another. The advent of social media platforms, instant messaging, and video calls has made it possible to offer encouragement and mentorship across vast distances and time zones, breaking down geographical barriers that once limited such interactions. Online communities and forums have created spaces where people can seek and offer encouragement to strangers who share similar goals or challenges. This has democratized access to support, allowing individuals to find encouragement even if they lack strong support systems in their immediate environment. Moreover, technology has enabled new forms of encouragement. For instance, fitness apps that allow friends to cheer each other on, or productivity tools that send motivational reminders, represent a kind of automated encouragement that wasn't possible before. However, this technological shift also presents challenges. The ease of offering surface-level support through likes and brief comments might in some cases replace more meaningful, in-depth encouragement. There's also the risk of comparison and discouragement when people constantly see curated highlights of others' achievements on social media. Despite these potential downsides, I believe the overall impact of technology on encouragement has been positive. It has expanded our capacity to support one another and created new avenues for mentorship and motivation. The key lies in using these tools mindfully and balancing digital encouragement with genuine personal interactions. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a variety of sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some examples. Pivotal role, adjective plus noun, playing a crucial part in something. Example, her support played a pivotal role in my decision to pursue a PhD. Catalyst, noun, a person or thing that precipitates an event or change. Example, his encouragement was the catalyst for my career change. Persevere, verb, continue in a course of action even in the face of difficulty. Example, her constant support helped me persevere through challenging times. Instill, verb, gradually but firmly establish an idea or attitude in a person's mind. Example, my mentor instilled in me a passion for scientific research. Solidify, verb, make or become stronger or more stable. Example, his guidance solidified my commitment to the project. Permeate, verb, spread throughout something and be present in every part of it. Example, the confidence he inspired permeated every aspect of my work. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in the speaking test. Practice regularly. Dedicate time each day to speaking English, even if it's just talking to yourself about your day. Record yourself. This helps you identify areas for improvement in pronunciation and fluency. Expand your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases related to personal qualities, achievements, and relationships. Use specific examples. When describing a person or situation, provide concrete details to make your answer more engaging and memorable. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Explain your thoughts and opinions in detail. Stay calm. Remember, the examiner is there to give you the opportunity to showcase your English skills, not to trick you. By following these tips and using the sample answers as inspiration, you'll be well prepared to tackle any question about people who have encouraged you to achieve your goals. Remember, practice makes perfect, so keep working on your speaking skills regularly. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find it helpful to read about describing a book you recently read or a person who has motivated you to work harder. These topics can provide additional context and vocabulary that could be useful in discussing personal influences and achievements.